Technology invades the restaurant dining experience. No, not diners posting photos of their food to Facebook or Instagram. Some restaurants in Michigan are replacing their old-school paper menus with iPads. Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook, is here. Chris, have you been presented with an iPad for a menu yet?
I have, actually, yes, twice. I haven't seen too many around Southeast Michigan, but I think it's going to become a growing trend.
And what was it like? What was it for? To make choices? To check out what's available?
Well, it gives you an awful lot more than you do off of a paper menu. That's one thing. I mean, there are photographs of the food. There's all kinds of history of food that they can put on there. They put all the ingredient issues, you know, like whether you're allergic to something. All that information is in there. It can be quite extensive depending what the restaurant wants to do. And I think it's something that's here to stay, definitely. I think it's going to work very well for restaurants in terms of how they're going to be able to speed up the service. I mean, the servers are the ones that are going to be doing a lot less, I think, because of these new iPads. They just put the order in, they tap them in, and then everything is in there. It's calculated. There's a billing system that could go on, and some of these things have actually the card swipers on them. They're coming in with those. So that what the server then, his or her job is reduced to somewhat to becoming more somebody who's delivering stuff to the table.
Not necessarily explaining things the way that we are kind of used to.
They can, but it's also on the iPad. Depending on the restaurant, depending on the server, it could go either way. So a lot can be left up to the customer and that iPad.
So let's talk about this first from the server's perspective. If I'm a server, I might be looking askance at this because what's the tip for? If the iPad's doing most of the work.
This is one of the questions I think that these new iPads raise. I don't think they provide answers yet, and we're going to be looking at different variations of answers along the way. But certainly it's going to interrupt a lot of what the server does now.
And what we're used to. Because what's it like for the diner? What do you think the ramifications were for you as the diner being handed this iPad?
I think there's less ramifications for the diner than there is for the server and the restaurant itself. I think it's really a tool that's going to, in a lot of cases, improve things efficiently for the restaurants and the servers. But the diner is just using a tool that they know already. The one thing I do think that's a bit of an issue, it would be for me, but then I'm an old guy, is I like the idea of going to a restaurant, any restaurant, and having an interaction with a server. I appreciate that. I enjoy that. I also enjoy even knowing how much they really know what they're talking about and how much they don't know what they're talking about. It tells me something about the restaurant. And to walk in and be presented with an iPad when I just left the office and I've been dealing with a computer, that to me alters the restaurant experience somewhat. Now, I don't think it will be that much of an alteration necessarily for the younger generation, but maybe it will. I certainly hope it will because I want them to have the same restaurant experience that I enjoy nowadays.
Just circling back to the servers, do you think this ultimately could result in fewer servers if this takes hold and more restaurants bring in these iPads?
I don't see it that way. I think the number of servers remains the same. They're still needed. But what they do is
what reduces. Because the iPad cannot bring out your spaghetti.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And the iPad can't smile and say, have a nice day either, which in some cases may be a good thing. But yet that's part of the human contact, too, that the iPad can't do.
Where do you think these would work best?
The prominence will be in the lower to middle dining experience. I don't see these going into an expensive restaurant. The expensive restaurant where you're tipping 20%, not only do they have servers that are making decent money and are very professional, and that's what you go for, but you also go for that same kind of experience. Where I see the change possibly coming along is in those middle and lower ones that have these iPads. It's a possibility I can see developing that some of these restaurants are going to say, you know, maybe the tip ought to be smaller.
That
becomes an issue for servers.
Absolutely does. Interesting. Watch a sign of the times to see if we start picking up more of these iPads as we walk in. Good point about I was on them all day at work. Do I really want to be on one again? Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook. Always good to talk with you, Chris.
Thank you for having me.